Okay, so get this right. We're diving into the deep end today with Richard Min.
Oh yeah, I know Richard Min.
We know him?
Not personally, but his story. Korean entrepreneur, big time success, then bam, stroke.
Exactly. And not just a little blip, we're talking coma, trouble speaking.
Yeah.
The works. He wrote some really powerful blog posts about it, and we've also got this talk by Dr. Michael Greger, MrNutritionFacts.org himself, to add another layer.
Interesting combo. So, what are we trying to figure out with these two?
I guess the big question is, how does a guy at the top of his game, former athlete, the whole nine yards, go from that to a hospital bed, relearning how to talk because of his diet?
You know, it's kind of wild how common that story is, though. Major health scare, and suddenly people are looking at their plates like they're ticking time bombs.
Yeah.
Right. Picture this, you're Richard Min. You're crushing it in the tech world, probably haven't slowed down since, well, ever. Then out of nowhere, stroke.
And it really makes you think, like, what was he doing before that led to this?
Yeah.
I mean, we said he was an athlete and all.
Yeah, loved being active, being in nature, the whole bit.
Well.
So it's not like he was some couch potato. This was a guy who thought he was healthy, right? Then, bam, the universe throws him this curveball.
And this is where it gets really interesting, because for men, it wasn't just about bouncing back. The stroke, it was like a total system reboot.
Total reset. He just dove headfirst into researching health and nutrition. He wanted to know WH why this happened. Like, what could he have done differently?
And that's got to be scary, right?
Yeah.
Like suddenly everything you thought you knew about your health is out the window.
For sure. And you know where he landed? A whole food, plant-based diet.
Oh, the classic. Fruits, veggies, legumes, the good stuff.
Exactly. And just to be clear, we're not talking about processed vegan junk food here. Think more like, what you'd find at a farmer's market. Fresh, whole, unprocessed.
Right, because going vegan doesn't equal healthy automatically. You can totally eat French fries all day and be vegan.
Sadly, yes. But for Min, it became about way more than just his own health, which is really interesting. He started connecting his experience to the environment, animal welfare, the whole picture. He even quoted the UN saying that animal agriculture is a leading cause of climate change.
Whoa, so he went from how do I fix my brain to how to fix the planet?
It's like his world just exploded,
Right.
right? All of a sudden, everything's connected. Your breakfast is connected to deforestation. Your lunch is impacting the oceans. It's kind of mind-blowing.
It totally speaks to how transformative that experience must have been for him, going from a personal health crisis to this much larger awareness of like his place in the world and the impact of his choices.
Exactly. And that's where his writing goes from just, here's my stroke recovery journey, to this is why we need to rethink our relationship with food. He even talked about wanting to start a charity focused on animal shelters and promoting plant-based diet.
Wow, putting his money where his mouth is.
Right. Talk about walking the walk. So we've got this incredibly driven guy who, by his own admission, used to love meat, cheese, the whole nine yards, and now he's all in on plants. So how does someone actually make that leap? And more importantly, what's the science behind such a dramatic change?
And that's where Dr. Kreger comes in.
Okay, so bridge that gap for me. We've got Min's experience, super compelling, but is there actual science to back this up?
Oh, absolutely. And see, that's what I love about Dr. Greger. He's not just, some guy with an opinion. He's got the research chops. I mean, the guy built nutritionfacts.org, which is like a gold mine of free information, all science-backed.
Yeah, he's legit. But let's get real. Convince me. Why should anyone even think about giving up their cheeseburgers and bacon?
Okay, so think of it this way. What are the biggest health threats out there? Heart disease, cancer, stroke, Alzheimer's, the big scary ones.
The ones nobody wants to talk about, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what Greger lays out in his talk, which by the way, if you haven't seen it, go watch it, is that a plant-based diet can help prevent almost all of them.
Hold on, seriously. He's saying swapping out my burger for like a salad bowl is going to make a difference on all that.
Well, obviously it's more nuanced than that.
Yeah.
But the science is there. He talks about how plant-based diets are naturally lower in saturated fat, right? And that's the stuff that messes with your cholesterol, ups your risk for heart disease.
Okay, that part makes sense, but I gotta say, preventing something and actually reversing it, those feel different. Like, if I've already got heart disease, is a salad really gonna undo the damage?
And this is where Greger kind of blows your mind. He talks about how plant-based diets, they don't just prevent, but in a lot of cases, they can actually reverse disease progression.
Yeah.
We're talking patients with serious heart conditions, symptoms disappearing, diabetics getting off insulin, even some wild stuff with cancer.
All right, you've got my attention. But I'm also hearing this and thinking, so no more cheese,
yep,
ever. I'm all for being healthy, but that feels kind of extreme.
And Gregor totally gets that. He talks about this moderation myth, like, oh, I'll just cut back a little. He's like, nah, if you want real change, you got to commit, make that decisive shift. Like quitting smoking, you don't just have fewer cigarettes.
That's a good point. It's not just about adding a side of broccoli. It's a whole different mindset about food, huh?
Right. And it makes you think about Min's experience differently, too. He had this huge wake-up call, went all in on the plant-based life, and saw these amazing results, not just physically, but, like, his whole outlook changed.
He's like the poster child for plant-based living. It's one thing to hear the science, but then you have this guy living it and thriving. It makes it real.
Totally. You've got Min, the entrepreneur who took control of his health, and Gregor, the doctor, backing him up with research. It's pretty powerful.
And you know what gets me about all this? It's easy to get hung up on the idea of just, like, living longer. But isn't it really about the quality of those years?
Totally. I mean, Dr. Gregor even talks about that, right? Like, statistically, sure, we're living longer. But the chunk of that time that we're actually healthy, it's shrinking. We're living longer, but are we really living?
And that's where this whole thing clicks. You know, it's not just about stacking up years. It's about being able to actually enjoy them, being able to be like Richard Min, active, engaged, present.
And remember, this wasn't just some abstract idea for him. This was a guy, an athlete, who clearly loved to move, to be in nature. So when he made this change, it wasn't about squeezing out a few extra years. It was about making those years count.
It makes you think, right? If a stroke, something so huge, so life-altering, if that could be the push for someone like Richard Min to completely flip the script, what's it going to take for the rest of us to really look at our plates and see the potential there?
It's the million-dollar question. If Min, a self-proclaimed meat and cheese lover, could make that change, what's holding us back from at least exploring what this whole plant-based thing's about?
A lot to chew on today, both literally and figuratively. It's clear that Richard Min's story, along with Dr. Gregor's research, paints a pretty compelling picture. So next time you're sitting down for a meal, maybe their stories will pop into your head. Who knows, maybe you'll start to see that plate in a whole new light.